Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Really, Riley?
Are you ready?
This is the Really Riley Podcast. Woo!
Well, hey there, beloveds. Happy Tuesday. Hope you guys are having a really good start to your week and your Monday wasn't too horrible. Super excited today because I get to talk about makeup on the podcast, specifically viral and ones that should be viral, lip oils. I know I meant to do this a long ass time ago. And I actually had some of my We Got This Army yelling at me about it. Love you, Charmin. Because I said I was going to do it. And then I had a couple of things I had to bump it for that were a little bit more serious. But hey, we don't always want to have it just be tons of mental health on Really Riley Podcast or all Ask Riley or all Show Me the Rings. I like to do reviews too. I like to talk about, you know, celebrities from time to time with Riley's Cup of Tea, which that's coming back this week with all of the drama from everything Vanderpump and the whole Jackson Brittany drama, just all of the things. So we're going to get to that all this week. But let's get into it. My fave five, Riley's fave five lip oils. So I've been really stoked about the lip oil movement, if you will, because I'm not really a lipstick girl unless I have an event or, you know, it's like a special occasion. I always get it on my teeth. I suck at lining my lips. I've been told I have nice lips by the dude that does my Botox, and he refuses to inject them, which my husband is very happy about because he's like, you can do anything to your face you want. Just please don't touch your lips. He's like, I don't want you to look like a duck. Remains to be seen how long I'm going to deal with that. I like my lips though. I'm not really trying to mess with them, but someday if they deflate, I will, you know, if I can't fix it in the gym, I will fix it elsewhere, you know. but I really like the idea of a lip oil that has like a little bit of a tint to it that still is like super moisturizing, because nothing is worse when you get that like cake lip or when you have to like wipe the sides of your mouth because you got like lip schmegma in the sides of it. Gross. But also like my husband is very just like when it comes to lipstick. If you're going to kiss me, just pucker up, buttercup. Don't give me a little that kind of thing, or like that air kiss, it annoys me. So 9 times out of 10, I'm not wearing lipstick. And if I do, it's like a nude color. Like I have one photo of me on my TikTok at Riley Couture 7 that has me with red lipstick on. And I took like 17,000 pictures of it. I was doing a photo shoot because I never wear red lipstick. From what people tell me with my olive skin tone, I look good in those kinds of colors, but I just never, it's not my go-to. It's either clear or a nude or a pink. But when I found the like lip oil movement going on with tint in it now, I was like, all right, let me just break out and get a little bit of darker colors that just give you a little bit more of a hue that is like that brown, amber, pinkish, you know, maybe even an orange type color, but not being so like in your face or that it's going to get all over your shirt, because I will. So actually for Valentine's Day, my husband said, you know, what's one little thing, because he likes to give me just little small things along with, you know, whatever meaningful present he gives me. I was like, well, would it be weird if I asked for this lip oil? And then he went on Amazon and got it. So here's my fave five viral and also should be viral lip glosses, lip balms, actually lip oils. And there are different prices, like up and down different price points, because makeup and me, I don't really spend a whole lot of money on makeup because day to day, I don't really wear it. I'm more of like a tinted sunscreen or moisturizer type girl. But when I do wear makeup, I really like to play with it. And, you know, with the movement of drugstore like products being so great, you don't have to spend a ton of money on makeup. Some things, yes. Like before I had lashes, when I was a mascara girl, I would spend money on mascara. But also there was the drugstore ones that were good. But first up on the list is Milani Fruit Fetish, their lychee nectar lip oil. So it says 160, I guess, is the number on it. This stuff is good. Like, dare I say, It's my favorite non-sheer on the list. It, like the lychee nectar, when you look it up on Amazon, and I'm going to link all these on my blog for you. It looks more pink online than it actually is in person. Like it's a little bit darker. It's like a rosy pink versus like a lighter pink. So, but I was kind of scared of it at first, but it goes on so, so smooth. The packaging is really pretty. Milani is like it. It's got that really good doe foot applicator. And I love a doe foot because it feels like you're, and it smells so good. It does smell like peaches, but it's not like, or lychee. It doesn't stink like, you know, like artificial candy fruit, because I can't stand that. Being that I have a crystal intention candle business and I put the best of like, you know, scents and oils and good quality oils in my candles now, when something smells like cheap candy, I can't do it. Especially if it's on my mouth right underneath my nose all day, just bleh. So this is actually like really, really good. I really like this one. Again, I really like all of these, but this one I would dare to say is my favorite on the list. So this one on Amazon right now is $8.97. So they say the benefits are it's loaded with essential fatty acids, shea butter. It's softening. It's nourishing. It really is, though. It's cruelty-free, which is always good. 100% vegan. And they say, I didn't try this yet. They say apply it to the lips and layer for an intensified shine. So you can put the lip balm on it and then the lip oil and then as a hydrating step and then do like a bold lip. So if you wanted to just intensify the color, and I think it's got a good amount of shine. It's not super duper shiny. So I like this because if I'm going to have some sort of like color on my lips or I want it to be moisturizing and I don't want it to be like uber, uber shiny. I do like a good gloss, but if I'm going to go for that, I'm going to go for like, you know, go big or go home. Next up on the list, this, so the Milani one was obviously viral. This all over TikTok. The next one on the list is one that should be viral that is not. It's Hanalei. I hope I'm saying that right. Hanalei. So this is like a lip treatment and I have the color mauve pink. I got this in my Ipsy bag team years ago because I had Ipsy and a couple of other subscription services for a while, and finally I was like, I'm just becoming a damn makeup hoarder. Like, they're gonna have me on that hoarder show if I don't quit it. So I'm still going through a lot of them. Some of them maybe expire, but this one's not, thank goodness. But this is good. Now this one's a little bit more expensive. It's $15.99 on Amazon right now for the full size, but I mean, I like, how often, I don't think there's like one of these on this list, like lip products, that I've gone through the entire thing, because I said I don't really wear it all that often, but now that it's like a sheer tinted type zhuzhing of the mouth, I'm into it. God, that sounded so gross. But this one, it's like, it's not an oil, but it kind of is. It's more, it's a little bit thicker, but it is a bit, I think it's cross between like if a balm and an oil with tint in it had a baby, that would be this. So it's cruelty and paraben free. It's made with KUKUI oil. I don't know. Shea butter, grapeseed oil. It's made in the US. So yeah, I got the color mauve pink. Really, really like this stuff. And they also have like a clear glossy version of it too. So if you want to try that out. Next on the list, this one is one of the ones that should be viral, but isn't. Another one that I got in my Ipsy. Sophie and Maybell, their lip oil. Now, this I've had for at least like 4 years. I never opened it, so I'm not going to throw it away because this one is not, I mean, in the way of lip oils with the drugstore movement being so popular right now, this one's a little bit more expensive too. It's $22, but it's their, they call it their watermelon lip slick, fruit lip oil. And I don't really think this one has much of a smell to it. Side note, that Hanalei one doesn't really have a smell to it. I mean, this one smells a little bit, it's not as pleasant as the other ones. It smells more like just a lip product without scent to it. So if you're not into scents anyway, but it does have like a silicone kind of a smell to it. But this stuff is so shiny and so moisturizing and is so non-sticky. Like, this is one of the ones that my husband will kiss me with it on. And I'm mad because one time I put it under, I had a lipstick on and then I put this over it. Don't do that with this because it's a little bit thicker and it will transfer whatever product you have on your lips to the bottle. So don't do that. And also the applicator on this one, it's really thin. It's not like that doe foot applicator. So I don't love the applicator on this. Don't love the smell, but the formula is really, really, really good. And they say that you can layer it, but I don't like doing that. I mean, it is weightless, but if you're gonna put it on underneath something and then try to reapply it, don't do that. Like maybe that is just your first step and then you put something over it. But I mean, it's a little, they say it's tinted, but not really. Like, because I had two different colors in this and it's not really tinted. And side note, the Hanalei one that I was telling you about that I keep going back to, that comes in like a tube, almost like a balm. But and so it doesn't have an applicator on it. But again, really good. Next on the list is the e.l.f. Glow Reviver Lip Oil. This is my probably, I don't know, I can't really do a favorites with this. Milani's 100% my first favorite because the Sophie and Maybelle, I've had that one for a while, so that would have been my second. But I really, really like this e.l.f. one. The e.l.f. oil is, how much is this one? It was $8.98 on Amazon, but I got it in the color pink. What was it called? Hold on. I'm trying to read it off of the damn label, and I guess I'm going blind because it is so small. It was pink. Oh, pink quartz, of course. Me and my rose quartz obsession. But it's made with high shine finish infused with jojoba. How do you say that? Jojoba or jojoba? Jojoba, I think, oil, and it's vegan, cruelty-free. It's $15.99 on Amazon, this color, but everything else is like $8.99. I got mine at CVS, and I use those damn coupons because every time one of those coupons comes out, oh, save $3 on your next order. It's like, you know, I have to run to CVS and buy something just because that coupon is burning a hole in my pocket. But I really like this one. Again, it's got the doe foot applicator that's thick and chunky. Like, this is like the biggest doe foot applicator. Like, I did a review on this and it literally looks like a little curved dingy. It looks like a man's curved penis, like a little tiny one. But the applicator is super soft. This one's a little bit stickier than the Milani, so it's a little bit thicker. The smell of it, it smells more like pepperminty, like medicinal, not like nasty, like Bengay medicinal, but it's definitely, you can smell the nutrients in it, I guess you could say. It's not sticky at all, but it is definitely a little bit thicker. But it's like, if you were to rub it in, it almost feels like a lotion. So this is really, really moisturizing and pigmented too. Yeah, I'm smelling it more. It's like a little bit pepperminty, a little just, you know, a little something. Not annoying, gross, Bengay pepperminty, but you can definitely smell it, at least in this one. So I don't know if the other ones smell differently. But this is a really, really good formula. But if you like more of a balm or the oil, I don't really consider this an oil. It's an oil in the sense that it moisturizes and it's not that pigmented when it goes on. But of all of the ones that I have here, aside from the Hanalei, this one is probably the most pigmented. But still, I really, really like it. And last but never least, well, I've also got an honorable mention over here, but the fifth one on the list for Riley's Bay 5 today is LA Girl Lip Oil. Okay. Again, I was in CVS, had one of those little $3 off coupons. I ended up spending like $2 on it. So I was like, why not? And everybody's getting on their lip oil game, but not everybody is good because some people say it's lip oil and it's like, that's a gloss. So this applicator, it's like a wannabe doe foot. It's in the shape of a doe foot, but it literally looks like a little tiny vagina, a little lotus flower, tiny. Like, so the applicator is really small. So I don't know how well that applicator is going to hold up, but oh my God, it smells like a damn Jolly Rancher. So good. And it's honestly, this is a true lip oil. This is like slick, but it's not sticky. It glides on. It's shiny. Like, this is really good. And right now, CVS, I looked it up today. They're $4.99, so they're on sale. And you get buy one, get one 50% off. But they said on their description, each shade is infused with its own scent that is obsession worthy. How dramatic. But I mean, I'm not mad at it. So it says that it's got rosehip fruit oil in it. Sodium hyaluronate, so apparently this is not like vegan. Vitamin E. They say it's a doe foot applicator, but that's like a baby lotus flower. It's cruelty free, paraben free, and vegan. Oh, okay. Well, what is hyaluronate? Oh, like hyaluronic acid, maybe? Oh, okay. So it's really good for your lips. But they said it's super plumping, and it doesn't say that it's like a lip plumping formula, but honestly, I put this on my lips and they felt a lot juicier. So for real. Like, this is kind of like for the price, if you're looking for a true, true oil, and it doesn't really have too much pigment in it. I mean, really not at all. They also have like shimmer formulas, but that's like their gloss of this. So it's not a true lip oil. I didn't go for the shimmer because they had one that was like a bronzy and then one that was like icing. I wasn't trying to be, you know, walking around like I've got frosted flakes on my mouth. But it was like, I was shocked at how good that one, because LA Colors could kind of be like the new Elf. Because back in the day when Elf was literally like 99 cents for all of it, or like Wet n Wild has come back with a lot of their stuff being great. LA Colors, like, I would try their stuff. But I did find a really good contour pencil at the Dollar Tree for LA Colors. So maybe who knows? Maybe they're getting in on their game. So honorable mention today, I was in Dollar Tree. And obviously, based on this list, do I need another lip product? No. But I've been reviewing a lot of the Dollar Tree like makeups and stuff. And they have this hydrating lip balm. I got the clear one, but they're in the cutest packaging. It's like a lipstick package, which I like a lip balm in a lipstick, because lip balms to me, like chapstick lip balms, they just get like, they have that hole in the middle that just seems like if there's something on your lips, it like kind of transfers over just in the way that it, you know what I mean? And then you can shave it off and then you're wasting it. But this stuff, no scent to it, really clear. But the cutest thing about it is the packaging. It's like this blue holographic paisley type print. And it's like heavy. Like, you can find this in your purse because I always lose everything. My purse is like a Mary Poppins bag. I know that it's in there. It's not that big, but literally eat shit. But that one, if you find it at the Dollar Tree, it's that Be Pure brand. They're bringing it. I'm telling you. So it's like a lot of people might not think that drugstore makeup is all that great. But so somebody told me, or I heard it on a TikTok a long time ago, that when you patent something, a formula, I think in beauty, and I could be wrong on this, but I think this was the premise of what I heard. The reason why every couple of years, like, somebody's able to dupe somebody else's formula, like the higher end stuff, is I think you can only hold on to that patent where nobody else can copy it for a certain amount of time. I think it's like 10 years. I'm going to have to look that up because you guys are probably going to at me and prove me wrong. But there's my list of Riley's fave five lip oils. And let me know if you guys want me to do more of these, because a lot of times I will bounce all over for, you know, my fave five. But I think I want to do a lot more, because I used to do just like the fave five whatever of the week, like spring products where it was like sneakers and all the things. But I think it's better if I just do like reviews on one thing and five different things. Like, I would really love to do a review of my fave five like anxiety reducing products, because I was telling one of my friends that says she couldn't sleep about this adrenal cocktail that I'm into now. So good. And I just think I should probably do some of that. So let me know if you want to hear more of these fave fives. You can hit me up at reallyreallypodcast@gmail.com. And if you have an Ask Riley for tomorrow, hit me up there. And also on the socials, I'm going to put up the question board like I always do, at Riley Couture, RileyCouture, at Really Riley Podcast, and at House of W by Riley. Side note, if you guys haven't gotten in on some of those flash sale items that I did, I put up a story today that I have a couple of them left. And then I'm going to go back into the drawing board because I've got some new goodies for you guys that I want to debut for spring and Mother's Day. So I'm excited about that. But yeah, I hope you guys like this. And again, let me know if you want more and send me those Ask Riley questions for tomorrow. I love you longest. And also, I'm going to do a review on my TikTok at Riley Couture 7, and I'll put it up on Really Riley Podcast on Instagram too, of these new ones. And I think I might just do a full review of all of them so you can see how they stand up together, because, you know, even though this is a audible medium that I'm speaking to you to, I want to show you guys the visuals so you can decide which one you want to get. And I'm going to fuel your shopping habits. I love you guys to the ends of the earth and back again. So thanks for listening, and I will talk to you mañana. It's Really Riley.